Stronger than expected jobs numbers. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
America is back to work.
President Biden celebrating the January jobs report better than they had hoped for.
The president and the White House were publicly warning that the January jobs report might be dismal. Instead, 467,000 new jobs were added. And now we're learning expectations for January might have been lowered because the disappointing jobs reports from November and December were actually underestimated by the Labor Department. President Biden, facing abysmal approval numbers, was pleased the projections were wrong.
But many of you already know that America's job machine is going stronger than ever, fueling a strong recovery and opportunity for hardworking women and men all across this great country.
U.S. wages are also up 5.7%, though 7% inflation arguably eats that up.
Fox's Matt Finn, gas prices in the U.S. now at a seven-year high. Wall Street's reaction mixed. The Dow lost 21 points, but NASDAQ gained 219. The president also acknowledging the U.S. has passed 900,000 COVID-19 deaths.
President Biden issued a statement saying each soul is irreplaceable, and we keep every family enduring this pain in our hearts. He went on to say vaccines are the most important tool in fighting the virus, then urged Americans to get the jab. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 64% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated. That's about 212 million people.
Fox's Jill Nato, the Republican National Committee, has taken the rare step of censuring GOP Congressional Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for sitting on the Democrat-controlled House Select January 6th Committee, which the NRC calls a persecution of ordinary citizens engaged in legitimate political discourse. Both Cheney and Kinzinger had voted in favor of impeaching former President Trump. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Certain prison time ahead for disgraced attorney Michael Avenatti.
After 3 days of deliberations, the jury found Michael Avenatti guilty of wire fraud and aggravated identity theft, accused of cheating Stormy Daniels out of nearly $300,000.
I am very disappointed in the jury's verdict. I look forward to a full adjudication of all of the issues on appeal.
It was another defeat for Avenatti, who represented himself in the trial, not the end of his legal troubles. He has yet to start the 2.5-year sentence he received in 2020 for trying to extort millions from Nike and is awaiting a retrial in Los Angeles on charges he ripped off other clients for millions more. Avenatti faces sentencing for today's verdict in May. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
More protests in Chicago Friday over the release from prison of former police officer Jason Van Dyke after serving less than half of his 7-year sentence for the shooting death of teenager Laquan McDonald in 2014. Groups are demanding federal civil rights charges be brought against Van Dyke. The Pentagon has concluded its investigation into the deadly attack at the Kabul airport during the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
A U.S. Central Command investigation into the bombing at Abbey Gate in Kabul on August 26 that killed 13 U.S. service members found that initial eyewitness reports that there was a complex attack involving gunmen after the suicide bombing were false. General Frank McKenzie, the head of U.S. Central Command, explained during a Pentagon briefing.
We now know that the explosively fired ball bearings caused wounds that look like gunshots, and when combined with a small number of warning shots, That led many to assume that a complex attack had occurred.
The bomber was an ISIS militant who broke out of a high-security prison after the U.S. military abandoned Bagram. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.